Hey, all you podcast listeners out there. This is Ian from the Futile Podcast, and I'd just like to tell you that we have been nominated in the general category for the Podcast Awards. So please go and vote for us in the general category at podcastawards.com. And yeah, vote Futile Podcast, two words, FutilePodcast. So please vote. Voting starts October 23rd and ends November 8th. It's like Dragon Ball Z or something. It's like, oh, they'll just wish them back with the Dragon Balls. Except, did you see the trailer for Dragon Ball Z?
Yeah.
Looks like Tokyo Drift or something, right? God, that's gonna be crappy. That could have been fun too, but no. Well, come on, they do it exactly like the cartoon, where like the leader of Earth is like a talking dog.
Right.
That would be cool. And they actually do it as Dragon Ball, where he's like a little kid for the first like three movies, and he's like, my name's Goku. He had a tail for a while. Yeah.
No, in the
Saiyans have tails. Preview. In the preview, no, in the preview he just looks like some. He looks like some dumb douchebag that like is like, well, he doesn't even look like he's arrogant like Goku. No. He doesn't look like he's dumbfounded like Goku either.
Oh, yet Emil Hirsch is okay as Speed Racer.
Dude, I'm not as married to that versus, right. You know, that.
I forget what I've seen recently.
You said you saw the Ed Harris directed it and wrote it? Mm-hmm. And it's a Western, and is it same old from Westerns?
No, actually, it was, it's not a revisionist Western. It's a Western. It's like a 1950s Western.
Well, you know what, though? That's coming back, maybe. I felt like 310 to Yuma was kind of an old-time Western.
More so.
It wasn't really revisionist.
It was extremely meandering. It felt like there was nothing at stake. Ed Harris is not that great a director. Pollock was not a very good movie. He mishandled the way the antagonist is presented. And whether or not he's actually dangerous to anything. But it is a very enjoyable movie because the banter and the camaraderie between the main two guys is just so easygoing and fun and enjoyable and comedic, mostly, at times. And it sets the tone for these two characters. It's these two peacemakers. The weirdest thing is it's about Virgil Cole, which is this guy who's this renowned gunfighter who goes from town to town and they make him marshal wherever that he's needed, and he cleans up the place. He's got his own set of rules. Everyone must follow it because it's now law. He cleans it up, he gets his money, and he goes on. And then Everett Hitch is his sidekick.
Played by Will Smith.
Played by Viggo Mortensen. And he's a man of few words, but he's very intelligent. He carries an 8-gauge shotgun, which is enormous, absolutely enormous. When he shoots people, they fly 8 feet. They don't really fly, they fall to the floor and roll. The dynamic between them is fantastic, because they're both kind of like dumb little kids when they talk to each other. But one of them, being the dumber of the two little kids, is Ed Harris, but he's the man. They both have incredible integrity and standards and morals, and the most interesting thing about the movie is that it turns out that the sidekick, it starts with a voiceover by the sidekick explaining about Virgil Cole, and then the movie basically becomes about the sidekick,
which is the Viggo Mortensen character.
And he makes a couple of very big decisions because he doesn't want the guy he looks up to and follows around to have to do anything that would damage his integrity or dignity. The dynamic there was fantastic. And they set that within this world where Ed Harris really liked the story of Appaloosa, I guess, because it was based on some book that was only written a couple years ago by some guy who writes, like, crime novels.
Mm-hmm.
I liked it because it's about a law thing where, like, the law aspect of it is like a modern time thing.
Mm-hmm.
Where there's this rancher who killed some people, but it's based on hearsay, and eventually the guy gets off, and then the Virgil Cole guy doesn't really, can't really do anything about it. He's like, well, it's the law, you know, like he's got a black and white view of it, and so it's got that kind of like moral law quandary thing thrown into this, and then the basic story is they roll into this town. Virgil Cole meets this bitch of a woman named Renee Zellweger. Oh my gosh, I hate her. And she
is it the squinting?
She squints a lot. Her face is red and fat, yet she's unearthly thin. And she isn't. Oh my gosh, I hate her. Anyway, like her character is more interesting because they mention this a few times. She's interested in the alpha dog. That's who she attaches herself to in any situation. But she always also tries to make things nice with the beta dog in case the alpha, something happens to him.
Yeah.
Like, and she needs somebody. Unfortunately, it's played by Renee Zellweger. It should have been Diane Lane or somebody. Dame Judi Dench.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. So that's kind of the storyline, and every once in a while there's like a little shootout thing, but it's generally like a very like slowly paced, but it moves pretty quickly. The movie does itself. Lance Henriksen is this just like suddenly appears, and it's this whirlwind of like evil smiling grins.
That's
and
awesome.
Like super white teeth for some reason.
That's the way to do it. Does he have a big old crazy like stash?
He does have a stash in it, and for a second I was like, man, that leathery skeleton of a man looks kind of like Lance Henriksen. And after a while, I was like, oh my gosh. It really was him. I didn't know he was going to be in it.
That's awesome.
And that's
a plus, like having Eric Roberts in The Dark Knight or something.
But then they kind of like waste him for a little while, and then finally there's something cool with him. But it's really like...
Pumpkinhead isn't in it too, is it?
No. It's really like the whole movie was gravely mishandled by Ed Harris.
Okay.
But I still have a very positive... viewpoint on the film. I highly recommend it. It's
for character and fun story.
It's just different. And if Ed Harris made this so different a Western on purpose, then more power to him. Because it was almost like this is supposed to be taken as like kind of a character study comedy thing.
Yeah.
But it's not. It's, you know, like Westerns really can't be.
It sounds almost like a good episode of like a Western TV show or something. Because you're getting some of the characters having fun, and then something happens.
It
and
has
you,
bigger
the,
themes.
The
vi- than
the
vi-
that. But the vi- well, sure, but like the villains.
The
are
ending.
Just there.
The ending is very cool, and it's reminiscent of something like the ending of like Gone Baby Gone or something like that.
Oh, okay,
it really has that sort of like feel to it at the very end. But the path it takes to get there is through a whole bunch of. Who cares? But it's fun.
All
the time. Yeah.
Okay. I like movies like that. I'm sometimes not always sitting there going, okay, why does this matter?
Right.
I'm like, if I'm having fun with it, if I like the characters, if they're having fun being in the story, then I'm like, well, this is a fun story. I'm enjoying it.
Right.
So it sounds like I'll enjoy it. So thank you for listening, and we're going to keep on doing this. It sounds like it'll be fun. Vote Futile Podcast in the general category, the Podcast Awards. Between October 23rd and November 8th. Thank you.